The Voice of the Cape, 91.3 FM stereo.
In conversation with Shafiq Morden.
We are in conversation with 0829-913-913 WhatsApp line. No Sheikhin today, no du'as. I apologize for that. After Ramadan, we can do it all over again. ANC veteran Tokyo Sexwali says money from the Heritage Fund meant for the poor has been stolen. The money is meant to assist in various areas, including providing free education to those in need. We now chat to lecturer in the Department of African Studies at the Nelson Mandela University, Dr. Insikelelo Breakfast. Dr. Breakfast, welcome.
Thank you very much for having me.
Now, I've got a press release here which is making me scratch my head. This is what Sexwali says, and I know you're aware of it. Sexwali said President Cyril Ramaphosa and his predecessor, Jacob Zuma, are aware of this fund. I am part of two people who are in charge of the Heritage Fund that belongs to a very powerful family out there in the world. This fund is here in South Africa already. It comes through the South African Reserve Bank, Sexwali said. I am part of two people who are mandate holders. Then it goes on, the fund is able to help the students for free education in this country. Zuma knew about the fund in 2016. Ramaphosa knew about the fund at that time. That's why Comrade Zuma spoke about free education, not government money. What do you make of this? It sounds like almost like a conspiracy theory.
Look, I didn't see this one coming, I must say. I confess, but I've got mixed feelings. So on the one hand, because one of the things that he said is that the money has been stolen, if I heard him correctly.
Yes.
So on that score, I think if there are people who might have broken the law, they must be brought to book. On the other hand, the person in question has a history of entering the presidential race of the ANC.
Yes, several times.
Yes, and he has always been unsuccessful. I think the first time he, look, since the time of former President Mbeki in 1997 and also in 2007, and also I think in 2012.
Yes.
But the issue is that I think there's more to this than makes the eye. The timing of it, the way the story broke last night, I'm very suspicious because, are you telling me that there is a family out there in the world that has put an amount of money aside to fix all our socio-economic problems? To me, that doesn't make sense, you know what I mean? So I just think that the rationale behind maybe is to project himself as a beacon of hope for some of the challenges that we have in this country, that all is not lost, because he's exploiting some of the concerns that people might have in terms of the failures of government. So what I'm saying is that I'm not sure if the information that he unveiled last night, that was done in good faith.
Look, I mean, it hasn't really got too much media play. Turkey Sexwali is always a very nice man to interview. He gives you good sound bites. He's quite charming. But, I mean, I do remember every single time he stands for president, he only gets 3.5 votes. So, I really am struggling to get my head around it.
No, of course. And you know, the way he articulated the narrative that former President Zuma knew about it, the current president knew about it, because the reason why, let's say, the reason why Msholozi unveiled the free education I would say, policy at Nazareth. It's simply because he wanted to garner votes. He thought that he was going to outmaneuver Ramaphosa, forgetting that that was only appealing to young people who were outside that particular conference. And because of that, he also lost the conference. So I don't think that there is a connection in what he's talking about and what Zuma did. What Zuma did was a disaster. Seriously, you can't take a decision to roll out free education without aligning that to, you know, resources, or without aligning that to. In fact, before he had unveiled that, there was a commission that was set up which said that there was no money for free education at that time. So he went against that. So what he says, it really doesn't make sense.
It doesn't. In fact, I thought Toko Sekswale had actually given up politics, to be honest with you. I'm very surprised to see that he's thrown his hat into the ring yet again. I mean, to be totally blunt, I'm not quite sure what he has to offer this time around.
No, of course, even myself, I'm taken aback that he's throwing his hat into the ring. But even, I think, just before that conference of the ANC in 1997, at Mafikeng, he left and joined the business community. Then came back when there was a threat to the presidency of Mbeki, and then struck a deal at the 11th hour. I think he was elected in the NEC of the ANC, and then thought that he was going to outmaneuver former President Zuma by joining forces with Halima Motlanthe. So I'm sorry to say this, but he has a history of political opportunism. I don't think that he's a person that, I'm sorry to say this, that can be trusted. And even the way he unveiled the information that he shared with the country last night.
I mean, his run for power is even less sophisticated than that of Lindiwe Sisulu's.
Of course, but I think if people want to contest for positions, they need to do that in a way that is, I'll say, fair and square, you know, and not play with the emotions of South Africans, you know, and you know, come across as if they are a way out of the corruption that we see in society or in government. I think that people, if you want to stand for the president's, I mean, the ANC, just say so without playing with the emotions of the people.
I mean, there's another very basic thing about our political system. I don't know whether Mr. Sekswale's actually forgotten that if he wants to get into political power, it's not a question of being a nice guy to Dr. Breakfast or Shafiq Morton. He's got a dude inside the ANC. We don't count.
Exactly, meaning that that idea that he was pitching it to a wrong audience. He must pitch that to the branches of the ANC. That is a very good point that you made. He needs to be hard at work on the ground, mobilize support, and then remove the current incumbent.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe money that he needed to buy himself favor he lost or something. I'm just being very cynical. I mean, a bit naughty here, yeah.
Yeah, look, I mean, you know, he has always branded himself as a person who carries the legacy of Mandela, as someone who is a beacon of hope. And I don't know, maybe he wants to be the president in order to satisfy his ego, because he's got the money.
Yeah, and that's about all he has right now. My final question in all of this, I mean, this is just going to float like the Titanic, isn't it? To me, I think this is just going to sink.
No, of course, it will. It will not take off ground. But I think he's playing serious politics, because I get the sense that also maybe he's aligning himself with the forces of RET. But he did join forces with them in the beginning, and that relationship fell apart. So I don't know if he wants to join forces with them again. Are they going to trust each other? I don't know. But I agree with you that this is going to fall apart.
I mean, some people are saying that the, you know, the EFF have colours are red, but that the RET political colours could very well be orange.
Of course, maybe in the near future.
Dr. Nsekelelo Breakfast, Nelson Mandela University. As always, a pleasure chatting to you.
Thank you very much, sir.
In conversation with Shafiq Morden.